This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday is set to host the first in-person gathering of leaders of an Indo-Pacific alliance known as the Quad. The White House meeting with leaders from India, Japan, and Australia gives Biden a chance to put the spotlight on China's concerning economic practices and unsettling military maneuvering in the region. The leaders are expected to announce a coronavirus vaccine initiative, plans to bolster semiconductor supply chains, and a program to bring graduate and doctoral students to U.S. universities. Before the summit, the Japanese and Indian governments welcomed a recent announcement that the U.S., as part of a new alliance with Britain and Australia, would equip Australia with nuclear-powered submarines that will allow Australia to conduct longer patrols and give it an edge on the Chinese Navy. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said Friday her country is willing to resume talks with South Korea if conditions are met, indicating it wants Seoul to persuade Washington to relax crippling economic sanctions. Kim Yo-jong's statement came days after North Korea performed its first missile test in 6 months, which some experts said were intended to show it will keep boosting its weapons arsenal if the U.S.-led sanctions continue while nuclear diplomacy remains stalled. She offered the talks while mentioning South Korean President Moon Jae-in's speech at the UN General Assembly this week, calling for a political declaration to end the Korean War in the 1950s as a way to bring peace to the peninsula. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indian authorities say two assailants in lawyers' black coats opened fire in a courtroom in the Indian capital on Friday, killing a notorious crime suspect before being fatally shot by police officers. The shooting took place as Jitendra Gogi, who was facing murder and extortion charges, entered the courtroom. New Delhi's police commissioner says officers escorting Gogi acted swiftly and killed the assailants, who were believed to be from a rival gang. It wasn't clear how they managed to bring in weapons. With most proceedings held virtually because of coronavirus restrictions, a lawyer claims very few people were present in the courtroom at the time of the shooting. Indian media reports Gogi, a 30-year-old, was allegedly involved in a series of murders, extortions, violent robberies, and carjacking cases in and around New Delhi. Norway will reopen society on Saturday, the government said, ending its coronavirus curbing restrictions, which have limited social interaction and hobbled many businesses. The Nordic nation joins a small but growing number of countries, including Denmark and Britain, which have removed all domestic restrictions limiting the spread of coronavirus. Prime Minister Erna Solberg told a news conference, quote, "It is 561 days since we introduced the toughest measures in Norway in peacetime. Now the time has come to return to normal daily life." The decision to no longer require social distancing will allow culture and sports venues to utilize their full capacity rather than just a portion of seats, while restaurants can fill up and nightclubs can reopen. Some 76% of all Norwegians now have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, while 67% of the population is fully vaccinated, according to the Institute of Public Health. And Rwanda's President Paul Kagame on Friday began a two-day visit to Mozambique's insurgent-hit north, where he has sent 1,000 troops to help local soldiers fight jihadist militants. Rwanda in July was the first of several African countries to provide reinforcements to Mozambique's army, overwhelmed by an insurgency in its gas-rich Cabo Delgado province linked to the Islamic State. Foreign forces have helped Mozambique regain ground since militants launched a coordinated assault on the port town of Palma in March, offsetting multi-billion dollar gas projects and raising international concern. Alongside Rwanda, members of the 16 nations Southern African Development Community have also been dispatching troops, including almost 1,500 pledged by South Africa. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.